हरे कृष्णा। पॉसिबिलिटीज एक्सपैंड व्हेन वी बिगिन विथ वेयर वी आर इंस्टेड ऑफ वेयर वी शुड बी। वेयर व्हेन वी फेस सम सिचुएशन इन लाइफ, स्पेशली सम अनपैलेटेबल सिचुएशन, एट दैट टाइम आवर माइंड गोज इनटू अ सॉर्ट ऑफ ऑटो रेपिटेशन मोड वेयर इट repeatedly starts, why this, it starts resenting, and sometimes that resentment may be towards the situation, or if there is a perceived cause of the situation, we may blame that. Why did that person do like this? That person, we are blaming that person. If only that person had not done like that. Or sometimes the blame may be towards us also. We may have made a mistake and that's why we got into a terrible situation. That time also, what happens is that mind starts going into auto script. Why this? So, why are you such a fool? Why did you act like this? Now, anyway, that means through all these, the mind is basically creating within us resentment for what is. And although we start thinking, if only things were different, things would be so much better. But rather, that sort of resenting creates obstacles for us for dealing with the situation. And what happens is that resentment consumes all our mental energy and doesn't allow us to think of how to deal with the situation as it exists. Because we are simply lamenting that the situation is not the way we wanted it to be. So, possibilities expand once we accept the situation as it is, instead of fantasizing of how it should have been. So, this accepting of the reality as it is tolerance. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 2.14 when he states, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha Agamapayino Nityastam Stitikshasva Bharata Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya. This Matra Sparsha refers to the contact with the senses of the sense objects. Sheet Ushna Sukha Dukkadaha. It produces that actually in this world there will be sometimes heat, sometimes cold. We just understand that is the unchangeable cycle of nature, and we just accept it and move on with it. Shidushna sukha dukkha daha. So similarly, there is going to be sukha dukkha. There is going to be happiness, there is going to be distress. So when the distress comes, Krishna says, Tam sitiksha subharata, just tolerate it. So tolerance means not entertaining the mind's should be narrative. Things should be like this. That person should behave like this. I should have done like that. No, don't bother with the mind's should be narrative. Focus on accepting. Okay, this is how it is. Now what should I do? Actually, accepting a negative situation may seem disempowering at one level. Because the things are not the way we wanted them to be. However, if when we accept the reality and stop resenting it, then the mental energy that is choked and consumed in resentment, that becomes free. And that becomes available for us to deal with the situation intelligently and effectively. And thus, when our mental energy becomes free, then possibilities expand. You say, okay, this is the situation I am in. No need, no use of fretting over what could have been. Okay, this is what is. Now, let me deal with it. Let me see how I can deal with it. And possibilities expand from that perspective. From that perspective, we will start seeing instead of fretting, why is this like this, we pray to Krishna. Krishna, how can I serve you in this situation? Krishna, what can I do in this situation? And Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mamupayantiti. Krishna will give us guidance on how best we can move forward in that situation. And thus possibilities will emerge, possibilities will expand. And we will find light, we will find new courses of action that we can take for moving onwards even in that situation. So rather than sticking to the disempowering, resentful, should-be narrative, we accept humbly the is narrative and empower ourselves by expanding the possibilities open to us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.